Hi, this is Foster Brown, co-host and producer of the program. Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, Shane Hamlin, and Rick Brunner with us as well. And Rick, by the way, before we finish this up, I want to find out, since you're the gadget guy, what we've been talking about, this Apple MacBook, the new one, 12 inches, etc., which actually was more important, I think, in terms of the amount of time and the launch on last Monday than the Apple Watch. But you've got a favorite one, and I want to have you talk about that in just a little bit. Getting back now, and I said before, we're talking about the launch and what was important there. One of the technologies, the final technology that they displayed, was the one kind of had everybody scratching their head. This was this USB-C connector. In other words, there are only two connection points on this new little laptop. One is for headset jack, and the other is for something called USB-C, which is a brand new way of connecting that apparently will give them the ability to charge through it and to connect to other devices.
It gives them the ability to charge us as well for some extra
there you go.
Connections.
$79 is what you're going to need. Now, it will come with a cable that will allow you to charge the laptop. And it has on one side USB-C, on the other side it has a standard USB.
But
I think
MagSafe is no more. Is that correct?
MagSafe is gone.
They got rid of MagSafe. Which I
didn't realize
because that was so
gone.
Cool.
Gone.
FireWire. They don't have a FireWire.
No FireWire. No FireWire. Not 400 or 800.
So the osmosis, maybe.
You just wave it in front of an electrical outlet, and it will charge.
That's all I need.
That would be great.
Sometime we're gonna have to talk about this. There's a brand new technology out where they use infrared light to charge things.
Ooh.
Have you seen that, Ed?
Yeah,
have you seen that online?
It. Yeah,
we'll
I've
have to talk about that sometime. That in the future, you'll be able to simply put your device underneath this infrared light, and it will charge the device. We've got to talk about that
later.
It will
cook a hamburger, too.
Right, exactly. And any other exposed skin?
Yes.
No. There's no power connection anymore, no MagSafe or anything else. All of it's accomplished to this USB-C plug now, which can handle power, and it can handle throughput of data, et cetera. Okay.
Yeah, 20 volts now.
Now, the question is, have they, again, revolutionized the industry? They tried doing it with the lightning cable, and that didn't seem to take off.
And yet we're stuck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're stuck with lightning.
Or as Gary was saying, you know, you've got to pay $79 now when you buy this thing, in addition to get this hub, and the hub then will allow you to put in HDMI, the video connection, a USB 3.1 first generation connection, which will allow you to get data from any kind of other older USB, it's backward compatible. And then it has a USB-C connection on it as well, so you can then go and have your thing powered through it as well. Okay? Are they setting the mark? Are they setting the bar with a new technology here? Or are they just, in essence, in a very fancy way, cutting themselves out?
You know, I'm not a Mac guy myself, so you can take this with a grain of salt. I love the idea of the new port. I just don't love the fact that it's not a traditional USB port. So all your USB gear that you have now, sorry, can't use it unless you spend extra
$79
for this hub, which to me is Apple being just like Microsoft saying that here's our Surface tablet, the replacement for your laptop. Keyboard is extra.
Don't
love that.
It's a little bit like thumbing their nose at their
consumers.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, USB-C was one of the standards out there that was, it was USB 3.1 or USB-C. IEEE was like, which one are we going to standardize on? This was one of the contenders out there. Unfortunately, USB 3.1 is the one that's been ratified. C, although it's compatible, it's sleeker looking, but it's not backwards compatible. Mm. You know, with the physical electrical connections like 3.1.
I guess the question is, what do you think, Shane? Is this the with everything getting smaller and lighter? Is this like the wave of the future where you don't need to have a whole bunch of connections? You only have this one?
Yeah, I mean smaller isn't, I mean, who cares how small it is? As long as it's compatible with all my other devices, that's all I care
about.
There
you go.
Well, but I care how small it is. But
really, are you worried about it being a quarter of an inch or 3/8 of an inch? I mean, does it really make a difference?
Yeah, I think they should just do it wirelessly anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what this is pushing it toward, is kind of a wireless future in some ways. I guess it remains to be seen, because they certainly have left a trail of discarded technologies as they've gone forward.
And customers.
And we're really not. Shane was showing me the technology behind this. I mean, the processor, the motherboard, is only about the size of a dollar bill. And everything yes. else in this thing
right.
is
up. It's all battery, right?
It's all battery. All battery.
Yeah. Yeah. They did show the how they terraced these thin batteries in order to fit into the unique spaces. It was kind of interesting.
It's not a very powerful processor, and the video card chain
is bad.
Yeah, is junk.
Well,
but if you want to do any type of gaming on it, of course you're not going.
You're not.
To
that's not the design of the game. This is right. It looks like who would buy this, Gary? Like you've traveled in business for a long time.
I don't
would this
know
be?
Who would buy it?
All the Mac faithful
yeah,
will
that's
buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buy it.
Where's Cal when we need him? Yeah,
Cal will buy it.
Where is Cal when we need him to abuse him?
There's other products that are even thinner and lighter and
in terms of laptops,
not faster and stronger.
Yeah, but just not Apple compatible. Not okay. Apples. Yeah. This is Apple trying to catch up again.
So maybe they have come up with this lovely technology that nobody was going to buy because it's also pretty expensive. I forget the starting price on it, but it's like $1,200 some odd.
Yeah, all the way up to $1,500-$1,600.
Yeah, with a faster processor.
I guess
it comes with 256 hard solid state drive.
Solid state
mm-hmm. with a solid state drive.
Well, if you want to shift into cheapskate mode for a second,
yes.
we can actually talk about a great thing to compare. There's a new ultrabook, Windows powered ultrabook, that's been kind of burning up the internet the last month or so from the company Asus. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Asus. That is called the ZenBook UX 305. Am I getting that right, Foster? 305
FA-USM1.
Okay, so this
ZenBook, in other words,
right? So
somebody
this, and
help
a new,
with naming,
there's a new Dell XPS 13 that's also been getting lots of great buzz. But this this Asus is amazing because it's priced at $699. It's really sleek, really thin. It's like 2.5 pounds. Comes
yeah,
with
just a half pound more than this other one, yeah.
Right? And it's very thin. Comes with 256 gigabytes of solid state storage.
Okay,
which is amazing at that price point. Yep. And it's just it's actually out of stock everywhere you look now. It's sold out. I think it's first run. You can't even buy it at this point. But this is really cool. I mean, it's a next gen processor. It's 8 gigs of RAM. It's pretty much everything most mobile users are going to need for $699, which is a great deal. So that's very likely my next.
Are you extolling a Microsoft product?
It's how can you fight the bang for the buck? You just can't. You can't.
But all that I got my computer from. From work,
mm-hmm.
Which had exactly what you said. Now it's just a little bit bigger than what you had said it was, but it's 2 years old now.
Yeah, right. So time for something new.
8 gig of RAM. 256.
But how much was it?
Gig. We bought it in quantities, but it wasn't much more.
Yeah. All right.
$699 is the Asus ZenBook. And there's a bunch of other numbers behind it. The Signature Edition. Oh, Signature Edition, I think, means no bloatware.
Yeah, that's so you can
and
get
that
from
nice.
Microsoft. Which just, again, makes me laugh. It's like it takes Microsoft to be able to sell a computer that only has Windows on it and not all the other garbage.
Like Lenovo?
Like Lenovo, like Asus, like Toshiba, like anybody else. Like, why can't the vendors do like Microsoft? Don't get me started.
Well, and that was a problem with the Lenovo and that
Superfish,
yeah.
Well, I mean, the reason why is that vendors pay them to put on there.
Yeah, I know.
Reduce
it's
the cost,
money for them.
Reduce the cost of the product selling it to the customer, supposedly.
So, I mean, that's probably one thing I guess I would say to watch out for is try to get one of these special Signature Editions because they have just the software.
Definitely,
on there.
That's
okay. Mother of it, we'll post this on our homepage as well, something to look at. Anyway, folks, if some thoughts that we rambled through in this hour in terms of the big Apple reveal. Was it a big reveal? Some technology in there along with a watch and a lot of, we'll see what comes of this. Gary, your comment about Motley Fool watching the economic value of this thing. Very interesting that they're kind of, nice show, but let's keep on going.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, hour number two is coming up. If you can stay with us or if you're listening to us here on our podcast, we got another hour coming in which we're going to be talking about some of the questions that we've received during the week and some of the answers we have for those questions. And hopefully we'll get to talk with some of these people as well. Thank you for being with us. And thanks, Rick Broida, for being here as well.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Rick Broida, who is our gadget guy and also Cheapskate, Gary, Ed, and Shay. You stick around. We got a great hour coming up.